Welcome to the Portage County Safety Council podcast. We hope you enjoy today's safety talk.
Hello, my name's Susie Forgas. I'm a public health nurse at the Portage County Combined General Health District. I'm here today to talk to you about the flu. Flu is short for influenza, which is a contagious respiratory illness caused by viruses. It can infect your nose, your throat, your upper airway, and your lungs. The flu virus spreads very easily from person to person. If someone coughs or sneezes within 3 feet of you, they could spread the virus. When someone comes ill with the flu, many of them will recover in a few days, but some may take up to 2 weeks to fully recover. And there are other people that can have serious complications from the flu, especially young children, older people, pregnant women, and people with long-term medical conditions. They're at a much higher risk for suffering complications from influenza, such as dehydration, pneumonia that requires hospitalization, and even death. Every year, it's estimated over 200,000 people are hospitalized in the United States with influenza, and 20,000 of those die. So we know that the influenza typically starts to peak in January or February in this part of the country. When a person is hospitalized with influenza, the health department where they live is notified of that hospitalization so we can investigate and track the numbers. Last year, the second week of January 2017, last flu season, we had 967 Ohio residents who had been hospitalized for influenza. This year, the second week of January 2018, we had 5,673 Ohio residents hospitalized with the flu. In Portage County, as of today, we've had 97 of our Portage County residents hospitalized with influenza. So what are some of the signs and symptoms of influenza? Many people will have fever and chills, but not everyone will have a fever, especially our older patients. Cough and sore throat are very common, as well as a stuffy or runny nose. Headaches, muscle aches, body aches are extremely common with influenza, as well as extreme tiredness and exhaustion. Occasionally, children may also have vomiting and diarrhea, but this is completely different from something that people call the stomach flu. Influenza is a respiratory illness. So how can we prevent getting influenza? Well, the first and best way is to get a flu shot every year. The virus sometimes will change from year to year, so getting a shot every year is the best way to protect against influenza. This may decrease the chance of you developing an illness, will decrease the chance that you have to go to the doctor, decrease missed work and or school time, and hopefully prevent you from being hospitalized. In a recent study published in Pediatrics in 2017, it was the first of its kind that showed the vaccine significantly decreased a child's risk of dying from influenza. So for the vaccine, who should receive the vaccine? Well, it is recommended everyone 6 months and older should receive a dose of the vaccine every year. The United States vaccine composition is reviewed and updated annually to best match the vaccine components with what's circulating in the country. Every year, 3 to 4 different strains or components are recommended. The seasonal flu vaccine is typically ready in August or September. There are a few people who should not get the vaccine. If someone has had a severe, life-threatening allergic reaction to a flu vaccine in the past, they should not receive another vaccine. If they've had a severe allergic reaction to eggs, they have to be careful of which vaccine they choose. There is one available that does not have eggs included. If a person has a history of Guillain-Barré, which is a rare condition where the immune system attacks your nervous system, you should not get the flu vaccine. And with any vaccine, if you're significantly ill on the day, you may want to postpone that vaccine administration till you feel better. At the Portage County Health Department at 705 Oakwood, we have standing clinics every week. On Tuesdays from 8 to 10, we have an adult vaccine clinic. We prefer that you call for an appointment. Wednesdays, 8 to noon, we have our child clinic. No appointment is necessary. It's a walk-in. We also every month go out to the Kent City Health Department at 414 East Main Street, Kent, the third Wednesday of every month, the 3 to 5. This is typically a child vaccination clinic, but during flu season, we also bring all of our adult flu vaccine. And we also go to the Wyndham Renaissance Center at 9005 Wilvern, Wyndham, the fourth Tuesday of every month from 11 to 3. Again, this is typically a child clinic, but we do bring flu vaccine during flu season. Many physicians' offices and drugstores also offer the flu vaccine. If you're not sure, you can go to this website, vaccinefinder.org, and enter your zip code, and it will find a location near you. Some steps for preventing the flu. Again, the first and foremost is to get the vaccine, get it early, and get it every year. But there are some things you can do to prevent all kinds of infections, everyday preventative actions to stop spread of germs. One thing is to avoid close contact with someone who is sick. Stay at least 3 feet away from someone who's coughing or sneezing. If you are sick, limit contact with others. The recommendations are for you to stay home at least 24 hours after your fever if you've been ill, unless you need to go out to seek medical treatment or to get medications. And remember to cover your mouth and nose when you cough or sneeze. I know our parents always taught us to cover with our hand, but now the best way is to cover with a tissue or to cover with your elbow. And be sure to wash your hands frequently, especially after you cough or sneeze, after you use the bathroom, before eating. And I imagine most of us don't wash our hands as well as we should. You should wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Another way to make sure you're doing this long enough is to sing happy birthday to yourself twice. The alcohol-based hand sanitizers are very effective when soap and water is not available. Make sure you get plenty on your hands and rub them till it's dry. It's always best to avoid touching your eyes, ears, nose, and mouth at any time because that's another way we spread germs. Now, the flu virus tends to be spread more by coughing and sneezing. It does not survive well outside of our body. So some soft objects like clothing and bedding and towels really do not spread the flu virus. But you may want to consider disinfecting hard surfaces such as doorknobs, faucets, countertops. Check the label on your disinfectant to see if it's approved to kill viruses. These typically have bleach contained in them. And read the directions on the disinfectants. Most sprays or wipes state that the surface should be visibly wet for several minutes and air dry in order to effectively kill the virus. And another thing you could do is if you do become ill and your physician prescribes antiviral medications, be sure to take them as prescribed. These are not antibiotics because the flu is a virus. It's not a bacteria. These antiviral medications may make the illness more mild and shorter. They're best if started within 2 days of onset of illness. And for the employers that we have listening to us, some things that you can do is encourage your employees to get the flu vaccine every year. Maybe consider offering some kind of incentive or something special to a person who gets their flu vaccine. You can always promote good respiratory etiquette, meaning cover your cough and sneeze, wash your hands frequently. The Centers for Disease Control have a lot of free resources and posters that you could post throughout the workplace to remind your employees of these things. And as always, encourage your staff to stay home when they're ill so they aren't spreading the illness to others. Thanks for listening to me today. My name's Susie Forgas. I'm a public health nurse at the Portage County Combined General Health District.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. To learn more about how your company can earn up to a 4% Ohio BWC premium rebate by becoming an active member of the Portage County Safety Council, please visit our website at www.portagecountysafetycouncil.wordpress.com. The preceding information is for entertainment purposes only. Views expressed may not reflect the views of any affiliated or sponsoring individuals or organizations. Listeners should carefully weigh information provided and seek advice from an appropriate professional before implementing. Listener discretion is advised.